Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I know what you're thinking. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. That song generally gets played on Friday.
Yes.
Most people have a long weekend, so we thought,
why not?
Why not?
An excuse.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song.
So Phil came in and said, you want to play the Friday song? I'm like, I don't know. What do we normally do? It's like, well, we don't have a tradition. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
Right, we're abnormal.
Yeah, so.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
Exactly.
Happy almost Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
AJ, give us the top 10.
AJ, give us the top 10.
Top 10.
Today it's Officer Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
What do we got?
Today we got the top 10 Thanksgiving side dishes.
Side dishes. Oh. We've been discussing this.
I'm full.
Mm.
The side dishes.
All right. Get ready for a fist fight.
All right. Fist of Fury.
Emma in Wallingford.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Eve. Thank you.
Yep. Morning, Emma. How are you?
Very good, and I'm going with stuffing.
Stuffing. Number 3 on the list.
Number
Variety
3.
Of ways it's made. Yes.
Number we didn't 3. Think it was on the list.
Oh.
Did see
it,
that?
Was it on the list that you sent?
Yes, it is.
Huh. Phil, did you miss it?
No, I saw a different list, I think. The list I have has sweet potato casserole at number 3.
Oh, so don't give it away.
Oh, great. Now we got 2 of them. Poor Joe worked so hard.
Wait, hold it. What's happening here, Joe? Did we get the right list? Has the list been switched out last minute? I want tabulations. I want to know the chain of events here.
I heard Russians were involved.
Yes.
They've ordered
you know
it.
What it was? There was a cross out, and stuffing is 3A. There's actually 11 things on the list today.
Oh.
So Phil's correct.
Wait a minute.
Because I was mad.
You've been fact-checked.
We were all ready to pounce on you.
Well, I was going to have a discussion. I'd pounce, but yeah.
Well, that, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 3. I'm sorry, there's 3. There was a cross out, and stuffing should have been 3 or 4, I'm not sure, but it's on the list, but there's 11 now, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's top 11.
The top 11.
Yeah.
All right. Well, your wife made us some really good food, so you
pass
to do whatever you
want. No problem.
If you want 11 in your top 10, you get 11 in your top 10.
Of course, we want to make up for it. You can give us some more.
Right. Oh, my God. That pumpkin thing. I still think about that.
Yes.
Scones.
Those, so good.
Those scones were
amazing.
I'm
not a scone person, but those were great scones. Oh. And that, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the list.
Yeah, so stuffing.
Thank you, Emma. Pollingford.
Good morning, guys. Officer Joe.
Yo.
Hey.
Good morning. Everybody, happy Thanksgiving from me and Monique.
Same to you.
Ah, yeah.
Monique.
What month are you on and with her?
What month? Like 8.
Month
all
8.
Right.
9.
Nice. All right. Yeah. So now you got to decide. What do I do for Christmas? Do I overdo it? Do I...
Oh, he should overdo it. She's very nice.
Yeah, I say you got to...
Would Ashley say... ever that you don't overdo it?
Yeah, that's
really
true, but I did meet her at AJ in a Box, and she's very, very nice.
Oh, really?
You yes. did?
Yes.
Oh.
AJ, you were busy being in a box.
That's right, I forgot, yes.
He was in a box.
Right.
So, we'll see you at the toy drive for sure.
Thank you.
How about cranberry sauce?
Real cranberry sauce is number 4 on the list.
Real cranberry, yes.
Real.
Yeah.
Real.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yes.
Have a great weekend.
Made it home, not the stuff in the can.
So I like the stuff in the
can. That's easy for you to say. You have a wife that's an...
Exactly.
Is a chef.
Yep. That's a sacrilege when you take it out of a can.
This is literally Joe's top 10. This isn't something he pulled from...
His menu.
Well, yeah, right. This is what he hands his wife.
His wish list.
Here we go.
This is what I want. These are my demands. See to it and you will live.
She said, here's some ideas for sides. And he hands it back. Yes.
Yep. I'm just going to go out and buy eating pants. Right back.
Micah Derby.
Formal sweats.
Good morning, guys.
Morning to you.
Hello.
How about a green bean casserole?
Green bean casserole is number 2 on the
what?
List.
What? 2?
Yeah, 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 baby. Have a great
Thanksgiving. That's too high.
I mean, it beats stuffing.
Seriously.
Wow, I heard myself freaking out. Who's that wacko?
It makes my teeth squeak.
Oh, wait, it's me. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, this list, I'm intrigued now. Now I want your wife to make that for us.
Right. We can see it for ourselves.
Yeah. It's phenomenal, by the way.
There's something phenomenal with the word casserole. And I'm like,
it just sounds like 1960s Mrs. Brady.
Yeah.
Casserole. We're having casserole today. Because usually it's like tuna casserole. Two words that should not be together ever.
It's vomit.
You don't heat up tuna fish. That's just.
No.
Or chicken a la king, which is a chicken casserole.
No. No. No.
White sauce.
No. No. No.
Thank you. We're adults, right?
Wow. How does stuffing get three and
three?
Green bean casserole gets two.
What the hell's number one? Oh, I bet I got it. I know.
By the way, casserole, I guess, could technically be like mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of anything that's served in that kind of a casserole dish.
Well,
like that baking tray.
Just think casserole and toilet bowl. Both
baked,
rhyme.
Baked ziti. Lasagna.
Wow.
It's casserole and toilet bowl.
Maybe I do like casseroles. Fish nibbles.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wish you all a great and happy
Yeah, what do you got?
All right. Major corn.
Corn.
Corn. Yes, corn is on the list, and it is number, where's corn? It's number six on my list. It says creamed corn.
Ah, creamed corn.
All right. Have a great day,
all
guys.
All right, fish nibbles. Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
Yeah, man.
All right, take care.
Cream corn?
Snotty corn.
Snotty corn, yeah.
Cream corn.
As opposed to uncreamed corn.
Right.
Or corn on the cob.
Right, regular corn.
Yeah, fuzzy teeth food, yep.
Ew.
Yeah, that's the worst. You get got to go clean your teeth right away. I will not eat it off of the cob, never. What?
You'll take a tweezer and pull each one out.
Only takes 6 hours.
Right, I finished mine last week.
No, I'll take the cob, stick it up like an Apollo rocket on my plate.
Right.
I take the butter knife and I just
cut them hack all it off. Like you're going through the sugar cane in a Puerto Rican field.
Well,
yes.
If not, it feels like you have clay in your mouth, just everything stuck between your teeth.
Try having that in ribs.
Well, you can be a typewriter.
Ribs and corn on the cob.
Yeah, I'm not.
Your last brush in a car wash.
I always forget what I'm talking to Ashley. I'm actually talking to a 6-year-old.
This is true.
You don't pretend to be a typewriter when you eat corn on the cob.
You also have to talk like this.
No,
who's a big girl?
Once that's in my head, I'm like, I'm fine.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I get it.
My dad ate corn so neat, it looked like it was like machined. How well the cob looked. It looked amazing. Yeah. My dad had this like thing where he'd like put his teeth over, like kind of like this wrenching motion, and they'd pull him out almost like you're extracting a tooth.
Was he flicking?
No, he was just like, no, he was just
under his.
And he just eat it so neatly. Like my dad was like left to right, left to right, left to right.
All right, so typewriter and spin.
And amazing. But I mean, you looked at it, like, usually a corn on the cob has like all that stuff.
Strings coming off.
Perfect. Like it was laying in the desert for 10 years. I don't know how the hell he did it.
Wow. Have you ever seen the viral videos of the guys that put it on the end of a power drill?
That's awesome. That's manly stuff right there. And you got to take the butter and go.
Yeah, there's butter flying everywhere.
No, what you got to do is you got to take the stick of butter as it's spinning. Awesome.
I should do that. Make a video.
Oh, yeah. We eat with power tools.
Top 10 Thanksgiving sides. Brain.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm ready to make me
good
mad.
Morning.
Go ahead.
Yep. And who's going to hold Ashley's hand at this?
Beef man.
Eric. Of course.
Good morning, all.
Yo.
Good morning. Morning.
Sorry, Brain. Hold on, Beef man. Brain, please call back.
Yes.
I did it for the joke.
Right.
I'm sure you had something important to say.
Okay.
He's always in good spirits. You got to give Brain that.
He's always happy.
Always happy.
Beef man.
Okay, mashed potatoes.
Number one on the list.
I knew it. Cheddar and bacon?
Yeah, had to be on there.
Yep.
Wow, that's interesting.
You have mashed potatoes, cheddar, and bacon. So basically, you're having a big potato skin.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Without the skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The good part.
No, that sounds great.
Oh, my God.
We live on loaded mashed potatoes.
What do you live, Joe?
Yeah, Beef Man, what are you doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow? Beef Man. Okay, thanks.
He's chuckling.
Chrome and Bridgeport.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You too, brother.
The last guy took my my guest, the loaded mashed potatoes. I'm going to go with mac and cheese. Is mac and cheese taken?
It did not make the list.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, my guess was loaded
mashed potatoes. Traditional side.
You too. Thanks, Mr. Chrome.
It's not a traditional side, but it has been
It's like kind of new. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing.
It's regional. Like
30 years ago. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Boy, if you're traveling, you won't be alone. We have numbers coming up at 6.
Oh.
Officer Joe is doing the top 10 sides for Thanksgiving. What do we get so far?
So far, we have creamed corn, real cranberry sauce, stuffing, green bean casserole, and mashed potatoes.
AJ, you good with this list so far?
So far, so good, yes.
Yeah, the green bean casserole, that would never make my list.
You know what? Others like it. I just won't touch it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to change your mind.
I bet you will. Your wife's name is Linda?
Linda. Yes.
Yeah. Linda!
See how I remember that? I can't remember the simplest things.
Right.
I remember her name because, boy, those pumpkin squares. Anyway, let's get to the list. Charles in college.
Good morning.
Yo.
Good
morning.
Good morning, Charles.
You home for Thanksgiving, Charles?
Yep, I am back home right now.
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
Party time.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all.
You too, brother.
And how about yams?
Yams or sweet potatoes, number 3 on the list as sweet potato casserole.
Yeah, with brown sugar.
No, ew.
You don't. These are top 10.
You don't sugar the vegetables.
You do. Sweep it off.
If you're going to have a vegetable, you got to do something to it. Okay?
Yeah. It's called tons of butter.
You don't walk out to the garden and pull something out and say, oh, this is good.
Tons of butter. That is a potato, you make it to vodka.
That is the number one ingredient for a Thanksgiving meal is butter.
Butter.
AJ's right. Every day.
It should be a side. There's always that big boat, the butter boat.
Really, for almost anything.
Yeah.
That doesn't have cheese on it.
You even put butter in the turkey when you're cooking it.
You need the fat.
Butter.
You need it.
Butter.
Butter.
It's like butter.
Have a bowl of soup.
Butter!
Most soup.
Two fat ladies, everything. Butter!
Butter!
One of them dropped dead of a heart attack. Why? Butter!
That's right. There were two fat ladies.
The British ladies, yeah. They were called the two fat ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything was amazing. Butter!
Butter!
This needs more butter!
It was their catchphrase every show.
Butter!
Yeah. And then one dies.
Yep. She held clutch the throat and went, butter!
Well, we're going to bury her in a container of
butter!
Yeah, really. Can't believe she's still living. Yeah.
All right, Charles. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
It's fun to say butter.
Greg and Shelton.
Hey, thanks for hanging up on me.
Oops.
Was that you?
Oops.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I deserve some KISS tickets for that.
Okay. You're right. We'll pull some out of our ass. Hang on.
All right. Ray and Sterling.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Oh, my God. Water on my nose. Thank you.
He took a sip of water and then started to laugh.
I'm drowning in the studio.
It's not Rocket.
That's not going to... Brain freeze.
Hello.
Yo.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
You're on.
How's it going? Dinner rolls.
Dinner rolls. King's Hawaiian.
Number 7 on the list.
Wow.
Crescent rolls or biscuits, yes.
Yeah.
You want the kind you open, all the hot comes out. Yep.
Yeah. Steam.
You got to sop the gravy up with something.
Yep.
Yeah. We were
exactly.
discussing this.
I use this as a napkin. Imagine that.
Hey, I like these edible napkins.
And these are great. You know, when it spills on my chin, I just use my napkin
too much
biscuit.
Fun. Joe, this is a great list.
Yeah.
We're out of time.
Man.
All right. Number 10, honey glazed or cheese sauce carrots. Number 9, twice baked potatoes. Number 8, Parmesan cream cheese. Number 7, biscuits or crescent rolls. Number 6 is creamed corn. Number 5 is scalloped potatoes. Number 4 is real cranberry sauce. Number 3 is sweet potato casserole. Number 2 is green bean casserole. Number 1, mashed potatoes.
And you wonder why they call Brown Friday.
Right.
Thank you, Joe. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, man. Thank you.
Thank you.